ต่อไปก็จะได้ฟังธรรมวินัยจากพุทธโอษฐ์วันนี้ก็จะได้มอบหมายให้กับภิกขุเนนนี่มาสาธยายพระสูตรจากนพสูตรให้เราฟังนิมนต์ครับ
โคกะคัปปันเตนะโมตัสสะภะคะวะโตอะระหะโตสัมมาสัมพุทธัสสะนะโมตัสสะภะคะวะโตอะระหะโตสัมมาสัมพุทธัสสะนะโมตัสสะภะคะวะโตอะระหะโตสัมมาสัมพุทธัสสะพุทธวจนะเรื่องอริยสัจ4ภาษาอังกฤษ Bhikkhus, there are these four noble truths. What for? The noble truth of suffering, the noble truth of the origin of suffering, the noble truth of the cessation of suffering, and the noble truth of the way leading to the cessation of suffering. And what, Bhikkhus, is the noble truth of suffering? It should be said that the five aggregates subject to clinging, that is the form aggregate subject to clinging, the feeling aggregate subject to clinging, the perception aggregate subject to clinging, the volitional formation aggregate subject to clinging, the consciousness aggregate subject to clinging. This is called the noble truth of suffering. And what, Bhikkhus, is the noble truth of the origin of suffering? It is this craving that leads to renewed existence, accompanied by delight and lust, seeking delight here and there, craving for existence, craving for sensual pleasures, craving for non-existence. This is called the noble truth of the origin of suffering. And what, Bhikkhus, is the noble truth of the cessation of suffering? It is with the remainderless fading away and cessation of the same craving, the letting go and relinquishing of the craving, freedom from it, non-reliance of it. This is called the noble truth of the cessation of suffering. And what, Bhikkhus, is the noble truth of the way leading to the cessation of suffering? It is this noble eightfold path, namely right view, right thought, right speech, right action, right livelihood, right effort, right mindfulness, and right concentration. This is called the noble truth of the way leading to the cessation of suffering. These, Bhikkhus, are the four noble truths. Therefore, Bhikkhus, an exertion should be made to understand this is suffering. An exertion should be made to understand this is the origin of suffering. An exertion should be made to understand this is the cessation of suffering. An exertion should be made to understand this is the way leading to the cessation of suffering. Ewang.